day, everybody. I'm Carson Horn on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time for us to check all of your agricultural markets for today. I've got the latest on those in your afternoon wrap-up coming up in just a moment. Stay with us.
From humble beginnings more than 85 years ago, Mueller Incorporated has grown to become the leading manufacturer of steel buildings and residential metal roofing in the Southwest. Our company is still headquartered in Ballinger, the small West Texas town where it was founded, but we've grown to more than 30 locations. What has been the key factor in that growth? Innovation. At Mueller, innovation requires thinking outside the metal box. We always strive to be better than we were yesterday. By doing that, we've uncovered new technology and have discovered that strength doesn't come from what you can do, it comes from what you once thought was impossible. From simple barns to highly complex commercial projects, a Mueller structure is manufactured with longevity, durability, and customer satisfaction in mind. You can rest assured that your Mueller metal roof or steel building will withstand the test of time. Here at Mueller, we're making it better, we're making it stronger, and we're making it right here in America. Give us a call at 877-2-MUELLER to get started on your Mueller project today.
Well, weakness has continued to develop throughout the lean hog futures here today, with early $1 to $2 per hundredweight losses slowly eroding in most contracts throughout the day. Cattle futures remain mixed in a narrow to moderate range here on Monday, which limited direction seen in live cattle futures. July corn futures about 2 cents higher. The Dow Jones 21 points higher. NASDAQ up 14 points. Over in live cattle today, narrow trading ranges were seen throughout the entire complex, with prices hovering on either side of unchanged. June futures remained mixed today, with traders treading water here at the end of the month. Following the strong market pullback over the last week, traders see very little incentive to push prices lower based on firm fundamental demand likely to develop throughout the next couple of months. Cash cattle activity, meanwhile, was quiet, with bids and asking prices undeveloped. Showless distribution the main focus here on Monday. Trade is expected to be pushed off until at least midweek. In feeder cattle, initial mixed trade was seen throughout the market, which followed limited direction in live cattle trade. But market pressure has built throughout the day, with August prices falling an additional $1.35 per hundredweight. The overall lack of support throughout the complex may continue to add increased pressure to the already weak complex. With potential supply issues of feeder cattle moving into feed yards throughout the rest of the summer, additional support may be hard to find. Non-commercial pressure, though, may continue to develop following the pullback of open interest in most cattle markets. Meanwhile, today, grains were mixed, with corn trade 4 to 5 cents higher after a reversal and some positive trade yesterday. Soybean trade was 2 to 3 cents lower, with trade still struggling to extend the rebound from yesterday. Meal was 50 cents to $1.50 lower, and oil 25 to 35 points lower. Finally, in wheat, trade was flat to 2 cents higher, with light buying after the positive finish yesterday, with trade watching closely to see if fund selling resumes. That's a look at all your markets for today. I'm Carson Horn on the Radio Oklahoma Network.